FNC's Carlson, Democrats rode virus panic all the way to the White House. By Jeff Poor on July 30, 2021. Thursday, FNC's Tucker Carlson opened his program by commenting on how Democrats were able to take advantage of the pandemic to advance their political standing. According to Carlson, Democrats were able to ride virus panic to win the White House, take control of Congress and advance toward a socialized economy. Transcript as follows. Carlson: "We're watching the lunatics in charge of our country spiral even deeper by the day into madness, and as we watch that, we feel a duty on this show to keep track of their decline. We do this to assemble a permanent historical record of the craziness, if only for the amusement of future generations. And last night, we thought we had reached an all-time high water mark. We told you that Willie Brown's girlfriend has decided that she knows more about COVID than the physicians and nurses who treat COVID. That would be Kamala Harris, a person with no adult skills. A person who can't figure out how to pronounce her own first name. That person is now issuing medical directives to medical doctors and demanding they obey. The media meanwhile seem to think that's perfectly normal. That's how bonkers things have become, and yet it seems to be accelerating. Today, the Secretary of Defense appeared in public wearing this costume. That's Mr. Lloyd Austin, ladies and gentlemen, the man in charge of our weapons systems. What's he got on there? Is that a welder's mask? Is it a dental visor? Has Lloyd Austin been cleaning teeth this morning? Nope. It looks like Lloyd Austin is just terrified of COVID. Well, then why doesn't he lose weight? Quite a bit of weight, actually. That's a good question. That would be the rational response. So, of course he has not even considered that. Lloyd Austin instead got the vaccine, but he is still so petrified of corona that he put a windshield over his face and demanded that all of his dutiful little minions do the same, an entire army of dental hygienists. Watch out, China. Move against Taiwan and we'll scrape the tartar off your molars. And yet, even after all of those comically elaborate precautions, Lloyd Austin still looks scared for his life. Notice how he bumps their hands instead of shaking them. How long before Lloyd Austin is wearing surgical gloves in the shower and zip-tying garbage bags around his feet? The United States military is being run by a neurotic cat lady. Our entire government is at this point. Today, 81-year-old Nancy Pelosi announced that anyone caught without a paper obedience mask in the House of Representatives will be subject to arrest. So, it's finally a crime Democrats plan to punish. The science demands this response, Pelosi explained. It's straight from the CDCO, is it? Well, no offense to Nancy Pelosi, but we figured we should check for ourselves. So we did, and this is what the CDC said. Thank you for your request. The first publication of this data from CDC is coming tomorrow. So, to be clear, you can now be arrested for violating scientific guidelines that scientists have not explained. Your kids will suffocate in class for 10 hours a day all next year, and no one has told you why that's necessary. By this point, you probably have some sense what's going on. The teachers' unions want that to happen, therefore it is happening. In other words, government by the single worst people in the country. Someone is going to write a bitterly hilarious book about all of this someday. Too bad evil and law is gone, but when that book is finally written, Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York will likely play some role in it. He will be a character. On several different levels, Mr. Nadler is, as we say in the epidemiological community, at risk from COVID. He is old and he likes donuts. Now, we don't judge either one of those things for a second. On the other hand, we're not the COVID cops, Nancy Pelosi is. She is the chief of that force, except when she is at the hairdresser's. And yet, somehow Chief Pelosi is letting Jerry Nadler skate. Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale just took this footage of Jerry Nadler lumbering through the Capitol maskless. His face, you will notice, is naked to the world, a felony in progress, but no arrest. That perp got away. It's all enough to make you wonder if maybe Democrats might be using COVID for political advantage. Why wouldn't they? The pandemic has been awfully good to the Democratic Party so far. Their allies in the federal bureaucracy helped to create the virus in the first place with ghoulish taxpayer-funded experiments in China. Once the virus came here, they rode the panic all the way to the White House and control of the Congress, not to mention to a socialized economy. Now, they are betting corona will help them keep power forever. Could that really be what's happening? Let's see. Go to a quiet place for a moment and think carefully about the last 18 months. All of it, including the part where they told you that BLM riots could not spread COVID. What do you conclude? Yes. That's exactly what's happening. The question is, why are Republicans in the Congress still playing along with it? Because they're afraid of being called science deniers by people who think men can have babies? Because they worry that Willie Brown's girlfriend is going to say something mean about them on MSNBC? Seriously? What's going on here? Today, Congressman Chip Roy of Texas, who increasingly looks like a hero, confronted the Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, about this. Why are we letting Nancy Pelosi politicize science to create a one-party state in America? According to Politico, Kevin McCarthy didn't have much of an answer for this. He said, he plans to become the Speaker of the House himself one day, and maybe he will. But what's the point of running a country that no longer functions like the United States? Today, Joe Biden announced that the COVID vaccine, which we will remind you still has not been approved by the FDA, is now nevertheless mandatory for all federal workers as well as for federal contractors as well as for the armed forces. That is many millions of people. Meanwhile, companies like Google, and Facebook, and Netflix, and of course, the Washington Post owned by Jeff Bezos have all announced identical mandates. And none of them will give exemptions to the millions and millions and millions of Americans who have already recovered from COVID, have active antibodies and therefore don't need the vaccine and, by the way, possibly shouldn't have it. So, what's the justification for doing all of this? Watch Joe Biden explain. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President of the United States. And I hope all Americans who live in areas with substantial or high case rates will follow the mask guidance that's being laid down by the CDC. I certainly will, and I have, because this is one of those areas. In Washington, and at my decision, at my direction, all federal personnel and visitors to federal buildings will have to do the same thing. End video clip. Carlson, so Washington, D.C., is now a COVID hotspot, says the credit card shill turned epidemiologist. What does that mean exactly? Washington is a COVID hotspot? Well, we checked. It turns out that the District of Columbia has recorded a total of 2 COVID deaths over the past 2 weeks. How many is that? Well, here's a point of reference. Over the same period, considerably more people in Washington, D.C., have been murdered. So the crime epidemic is far more dangerous to human beings in Washington, D.C. than COVID is. But yet Joe Biden is not sending the National Guard into Washington's poorest neighborhoods to protect people from being murdered, no. He is mandating injections of an experimental vaccine. This isn't normal. People should never be forced to take medicine they don't want or don't need. That is a foundational principle. It is not just a preference. Everything is based on it, and the overwhelming majority of Americans agree with it, overwhelmingly in both parties. And yet, here is the amazing thing. Suddenly, you could no longer express that out loud. Charlie Kirk of Turning Point found out the hard way the other day when he sent us a message on social media noting that Americans have the right to choose which drugs are injected into their bodies. "Let me call my own shots," Kirk's message read, but Facebook immediately censored it. "This is false," Facebook wrote. "Independent fact-checkers say this information has no basis in fact." End quote. So, it is no longer factually correct to believe you can control what the government injects into your body. Do you want to live in a place like that? Let's ask a doctor. By our account, there are 4 physicians currently serving in the United States Senate, all of them, by the way, are Republicans. At least one of them has been brave enough to ask obvious questions about what is happening right now. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.